Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, April 4th, 2016. Yes, it is already April. This is Foxology Today, and I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday indeed to you. It's Master Your Mindset Monday. You know why I'm so excited. You know what that means. We're going to take a stroll around the garden of your mind and attempt to weed out any negative or unproductive thoughts that may be, you know, keeping you from flourishing into your most beautiful or most handsome, most powerful self. You know what I'm talking about, right? The kind of thinking that will get in the way of all kinds of stuff, all kinds of fabulous ideas, plans, projects, and purposes that, you know, make us vital and valuable to ourselves and to the people around us. Now, I know you want to be your best you, the best you can be. I know I do. So you know what I've determined we need to do? I'm glad you asked. We have to take it to task. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We got to work it, as they say. You got to do those things that add and not subtract from your life. We have to be consciously and constantly aware of what empowers us or extracts from us, what things make life feel delightful, not draining, not damaging, or even destroying to us. Does that all boil down to one thing? Well, maybe. And it's not just one thing. It's certainly one of the most important things to consider, and that's loving yourself. Yes. Loving yourself enough to choose the things that assist you in making life feel good to you. My radio BFF superstar RRR, Cassandra McShepherd, joins me today to talk about what I think is a very exciting subject matter, loving yourself. Let me count the ways. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good for a Monday. It's a good day. It's a good day. Mm-hmm. How about
you? It's a good day to fall in love.
Yeah, with yourself, for real, though. Is that's one of your I think you were probably, in my opinion, one of the first people to start saying that. For real, though.
Yes. Right.
Well, you know, when I posted this show this morning, I thought to myself, well, you know, I bet the majority of people who tune in, they're going to think I'm talking about taking a day off to go get your nails done, your hair did, and the spa treatment and all of those other really kind of cool things, which are definitely things that you should do. But you know how we roll on Master Your Mindset, Inner You. We want to think about those things that make you feel really, really wonderful about yourself, really beginning an inner focus on truly looking at the things that make you love you. And I want to just say this to start us off. Look in the mirror, find one. Look in the mirror and say, I need to treat you real good. I need to treat you really, really special. I need to just love you to pieces. That's one way to start. And you know something else I started doing today is making a list of why I love myself. And I thought y'all would probably think, yeah, she was really cool till I read this list to you. You say, no, she's kind of conceited. But it's not conceit. It's it's confidence. You know, you've been around a while. You kind of learn how to roll with yourself. So it's just a level of confidence. But I am hoping, praying, we are attempting today to get everybody to that place where you just feel so wonderful and so tremendous about yourself. So what we're going to do is start with something I think is pretty important. You know, we are in a fast-paced world. Wouldn't you agree, Cassandra? At least
we... Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, everything seems to be just moving constantly. So it can often steal the sense of balance. It can steal the sense of control. And when we feel like that, we just feel out of sorts. So one of the things I have is to recognize that you're a top priority in your life. And sometimes we really got to look at all the ripping, the running, the rushing into everything and everything that everybody that's reaching out for us, we tend to want to reach back. And, you know, you got to say no to all that and start reeling yourself back in. And one of the comforting, pampering, loving things you can do for yourself is rest, relax, find time to rejuvenate for some fun, for some focus, for some meditation, and for some prayer. And I know a lot of people think, I don't have time to do all of that. But it's not always an all-day effort. To do a little relaxing and resting, sometimes it only takes 10 or 20 minutes out of your day just to reel yourself in and just really feel cool about you. What are your thoughts, Cassandra?
Oh, I have so many. First of all, certainly rest is critical for living, for a healthy body and a clear mind. And in that rest, we should also think on being still, being not only still but being quiet, so we can hear and learn to hear something other than the loop that runs in our own minds. That loop is oftentimes, as we've discussed before, Silver, somebody else's fears and opinion, or you talked about the busyness of the world, the information that we're bombarded with, and it's all of that, and all of those ways in which we don't quite add up, and we'll sit and fester and think on all of those things. But it's this love affair that you're talking about is critical, because we and we only teach people how to treat us, and many of us have learned what noise to make. We make a lot of noise, but we do our truth, and it's in doing the love of self. And as you said, it's not an arrogant statement. It's recognition that you are the gift that God gave. You are the gift that God gave you, and you should therefore be sacred to yourself and first priority.
Yes, yes, that's beautiful. Very, very beautiful. And I just want to, you know, add to that that where you're saying to yourself, listener, that I really am finding it hard to make the time or to eliminate some of those things that are pulling me in all these directions. Well, part of the process, you remember I said just a couple minutes ago, is taking it to task. Part of the process is it's not just doing the thing that we're talking about, but you got to stop and really analyze what you need to do to get to what we're talking about. And so sometimes it may be somebody else's responsibility that you're taking hold of that's taking up your time. It might be something that maybe you need to extract yourself from. But take a close look so that it's not stressing or distressing where you need to be within that, in that self-love. The second thing I have is frequently plan something special for yourself. And, you know, there are so many things. It doesn't have to be something, again, major. I'm looking at things that all the things on this list are things that we can easily decide that we're going to do on any given day in any given moment. And I think of short excursions. Again, there's so many things that day trips and, oh, even something like just taking yourself through a walk through a museum or an art gallery or anything like that that's just going to focus on you being with you, for you, and about you for that particular time.
I think that that is good, and I also want to add to that and reach back to your first point about the time and not having, not taking or making the time for oneself. And I'm reminded of gratitude, and gratitude is almost cliche. It's a gratitude journal and be thankful for this and thankful for that. But we need to remember that thank you is in and of itself a prayer. And as everybody's got time to say thank you, I hope, because thank you grows things. And so as you are just being with yourself, walking around the lake or in a museum or sitting still or whatever, and taking time for self, thank you is a way of removing blinders. being thankful for everything your eyes land on is a way to find more things to be thankful for. And that is a real way of putting self at ease, because when we look at the cards that we're dealt, the life that we're living, or the place where we are, whatever, wherever it may be, and if we look past all those voices and say thank you, it's a great love thing that we can do for ourselves, because we put ourselves at peace and at ease. And spiritually, we grow more.
That is so true. That is so true. So true. The third thing that I have on the list is go to places that ignite you. You know, again, we go and we involve ourselves purposely or sometimes inadvertently in things that just subtract so much from the attention that we really need to be paying to ourselves. So I think it's important to really think out, what ignites me? Where do I go? Where can I go? What can I be a part of that really makes me feel a certain sense of excitement about being a part of it, or that it's happening, or that I contribute to it some way or another? Of course, that's going to be some positive type of thing, but it would be, you know, challenging for me to think of all of those things for one individual, because, you know, we're all in our own living space. But look at whatever that is that you know really makes you feel a heightened sense of involvement or of purpose or connection. What say you, Cassandra?
I, as you're saying that, I am sitting here trying to think, where would I go? and no place in particular comes to mind. However, what you talk about feeling a heightened sense of connection or involvement, I offer for those that cannot immediately imagine a place, a physical place to go, I challenge and encourage you to make the place where you are that place for yourself. Work is that for me. I love the people that I work with, and it is a place where I am all the way live. For real. And home is a place for me. It wasn't always, but I, you know, threw some things out and pulled some things in and shook everything up. And I walk from room to room, and I love what my eyes land on. And, you know, so it's so it, and if we understand that we have that power to create those things, then we don't have to ever be outside of a place where we can feel connected, revitalized, rejuvenated, or involved. If we realize that we can bring that to any place or any scenario, then we can always be in that state of connectivity.
You mentioned something in what you just said that I want to bring out, and that was where you are in your living space. And I think that creating a loving environment in the place where you reside is another critical aspect of it, and looking around at what you are looking at and thinking to yourself, is it reflecting a love back to you? Is it reflecting something that when you look around, and I'm talking about simple things that, you know, your walls or your out your window, or, you know, the bed covering and pillows, do those things make you feel, are they a part of what looks like a loving response to who you are? And it really makes a difference. Maybe it doesn't to some people. I'm one of those feng shui people where, you know, if things around me are kind of jacked up, I just kind of feel a certain sense of being ill at ease and have to create things that look pretty back to me, that look beautiful and comforting back to me. And so that's what I'm suggesting. I'm glad that you brought that particular thing out. It is a very critical thing.
Before we move from that point, I was reading an article not too long ago talking about the psychological damage of physical clutter. And this being spring, and it's still early enough in spring to declutter. And we always talk about mindsets, and that's critical. But it's very difficult, if not impossible, to have peace of mind in the middle of mess and clutter. So with this spring cleaning, let's challenge people also to just let go of some things. Some physical things.
Yeah, that's a great point too, for sure. Number four, I have frequently connect with opportunities that make you feel happier and avoid the stuff that doesn't. And by that, I'm suggesting look for opportunities that make you feel a sense of growth or a sense of expansion in your thinking, like Master Your Mindset Mondays, things that make you feel smarter. Be connected to opportunities that are going to make you feel more empowered and more confident. And that might be something happening on TV. It might be internet. It might be associations of some sort where there may be education involved or inspiration involved. It may be opportunities that do that for you. But you got to remember the thing I said at the beginning, you got to take these things to task, meaning you got to do some work. Everything doesn't actually come knocking at your door just because we can pop open our internet. Yeah, it's great, but everything there is not for you. You got to seek, you got to find those things that really are the things that are going to make you, again, feel the self-love that you need to feel, the happiness that you need to feel.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And I guess in my hearing as you're saying that, I just think that is really personal for what a person, what each individual knows that they need. That's just really personal.
Yeah. And if they don't know what you need, it's a great time after being involved in a show like this to start your own personal investigation. Maybe some of the things that Cassandra and I are saying feel kind of foreign, unfamiliar to you because you just haven't had the chance to really begin focusing on yourself the way you should. It's an opportunity to start at square one, to look at, okay, I'm not feeling all I should feel about my self-love. Let me just journal that out, write that out, look at what I've said, read it back to myself, analyze it, and see if I can just start with one of the things that they've just talked about and see if I can start venturing into this new territory of life and living self-love.
I think that's a great idea, and to that I would add, if for anyone that doesn't quite know, again, what we're talking about or how to do it or are stuck in that feeling of angst or whatnot, a very loving thing that you can do is pay attention to yourself. Everything flourishes under attention and love. Everything does. And just do a mental check. Am I happy in this situation? What do I feel? A lot of times we get congested. We have back pains or stomach ache or headachy in certain situations, and then we take ourselves out and we're okay. Begin to pay attention to your body, the universe, God, our spirits, our bodies are always talking to us, always. But as
you
I said
are
earlier,
so right.
Sometimes you've got to be quiet to hear it. and entertain those, ask those questions. But it's not about, you don't have to make an announcement, I'm leaving this situation or whatever, but just understand and just pay attention. Every time I am in thus and such, I feel constricted, I feel frustrated, I feel stressed. Putting yourself in the situation. It's as I say all the time, it ain't rocket science. It's just different science. But it's not hard. So pay attention.
And that brings us right in the ballpark of number five, choosing, deciding, adding, subtracting what works, what doesn't, what has to go. And it sounds maybe easier said than done, but again, it's another one of those, if I love myself, I'm going to do this because I know that I really do need to. Our decisions about what goes and what stays in our world in many, many cases is truly up to us. I think the hardest part is shutting down on some of those situations or people or involvements maybe that have been with us for a while, or we're going to feel guilty or wronged or you know, people are going to think that we've made a poor decision if we do that thing. Well, that all of that may be true, but that's when you have to put on your big boy pants or your big girl panties and say, but it's taking everything away from me feeling the self-love that I need to feel, the attention I need to be giving to myself. What do you say, Cassandra?
I could not agree with you more. And again, it's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to us. To do for ourselves what we identify that we need. The care and feeding of Cassandra is Cassandra's responsibility and ability to respond. Ain't nobody but me. Ain't nobody coming but me. And I again read just yesterday that we have to be our own friend or superhero or savior or whatever. And stop putting that weight and pressure on anybody else. I oftentimes, because when I give, I do, and I take it very seriously. And then I get frustrated that I'm giving and doing and being so much. And was feeling, before I got busted in my daily reading, why doesn't anybody give, do, or be for me? and what I read about being your own superhero was like, oh, I see. So I'm giving, doing, being. And being upset about it, when all I need to do is shift the person that I'm giving, doing, being for and put myself in there, and then it's all right. And then it's all right.
Yes, yes. Well, number six, I have guard against loving things that don't love you back, and I bulleted relationships, interactions, and situations, and boy, I tell you, I reflected back on some stuff for myself, and it was just kind of, just unfortunate to think about interactions where your presence, even though you know you brought a great sense of intellect to something, that your presence wasn't really desired, or people downplay what you have to bring to the table for, you know, various reasons. Another cute thing I thought about was somebody that wanted to talk to me about a relationship that she was in, and she was really distressed and she needed somebody to talk to. And so we got together for some dinner, and she said, well, what I wanted to talk to you about is that my boyfriend cheated on me. And, you know, we had a short breakup period, but I really love him. And I think he really loves me and he wants to get back together. And, you know, she explained to me in some great detail what had gone on and what the relationship had been about. And so I said to her, and it was coming from a motherly type of, this is a younger woman. I said, you know what, honest to goodness, I'm going to tell you, that would be a zero tolerance situation for me. And for you being the beautiful young lady, you're professional, you are in an exciting job. There's so many things going for you. This is not the only person, left. So I said, it's really a zero tolerance situation. She said, you would really not take him back? I said, I really wouldn't. Because I don't know that you're loving yourself well when you say that all of that abuse that just took place is okay with you. It shouldn't be, period, point blank, over.
And you hit it right on the head. She's not loving herself. But I think Silver, our experiences are bought and paid for. I know mine are, and I know of some of yours that you some of those lessons you got receipts on. So you don't have to. You don't have to pay again. But that is, as I said earlier, I think kind of personal, and I think I just kind of wonder if we are not where we can learn our best lesson, and when we learn, then we can go. And that, again, is just, it's so yeah, I get it. Situation wouldn't work for me either. But, you know, I tried it in my 20s, didn't work then. I'm thinking in 50s, still ain't working. But I just know that the heart is, it's really much more sturdy and what's the word that I want, able to heal itself than we think it is. And situations that challenge us usually end up teaching us the most. And yes, they seem fatal, critical in the moment, but we talk about that all the time. Just keep on living, and you'll look back and see the rhyme and reason. At whatever point in time a person chooses to make that shift. And I think making the shift is good, but I also know that as you identify with yourself, as you pay attention to yourself, as you learn to love yourself, you're going to begin to show up in different ways. You're going to begin to treat yourself differently. And I know that while one in one equals two, if one changes, then the whole equation changes. If you've been acting like a one, then all your relationships could only equal two. But if you show up as a five, which happens when you love yourself, well, then you're coming in with six right there.
Yeah.
And that only multiplies because what no longer serves you, who no longer gets you, falls away. As you elevate yourself through love, then you move into a circle or a level of more conscious, loving people. It's simple math.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I'm going to hit this one last point real fast, Cassandra, with just a few things. And we're down to, believe it or not, like 2.5 minutes. So I need you to go ahead and reflect, because I know you've already always got something to say that really, really just puts the icing on the cake. But just do it for yourself. Why all this self-love? Because it's not selfish like some may be thinking. It's not ignoring the needs of others. It's not self-centered. It's necessary to love yourself so that you can be your most loving self back out into the world.
It really is the point. It really is the point. That's what we're here to do, love. And we can't love anything if we don't know how to love. And we learn how to love by making a way for ourselves. As I said before, God meant you. You're the gift God gave to you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you so much. You always contribute some of the most special stuff to Master Your Minds at Monday, and taking the time out of this particular busy day, I know. I'm thankful, grateful for you. Anybody listening, you can check out Cassandra McShepherd at www.cassandramcshepherd.com. I've got a list of things on my page, a radio page here at BTR, that you can look at and see what she's doing. She's a TV host. She's on TV Monday through Friday on a morning show called Real Milwaukee in Milwaukee, and it streams live, so you can check her out. They are a great team, and they have a hilarious time every single day, so please take a listen. Again, thank you so much, Cassandra.
My pleasure, Silver. My pleasure.
All right. You enjoy your day, sis.
All right. You too, babe.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. And please take time to tell your friends about Foxology today. I would love that. Have a great day. Take the time to do you. I love you for listening. Be good. Be blessed. Be awesome.